Right now, happy that Dr. Anju Peters is joining us. She's with Northwestern Medicine Allergy and Immunology. Some interesting trials going on over there with folks with allergies and COVID, the vaccines and that kind of thing. So, Dr. Peters, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
What is going on over there? So I know you deal with allergies, and there's been a lot of concern throughout all of this in the beginning and even in the middle when people are like, wait a minute, is this an allergic reaction or is this COVID? And we sort of talked through some of that, but now you're doing some research and some trials. Tell us about it.
So, you know, there's a lot going on at Northwestern. I'm actually sitting in the room where across from me people are getting the Pfizer vaccine here. But what we're working on is a study that's sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease of the National Institute of Health. And what investigators, what we're doing is we're recruiting volunteers to receive one of the two mRNA vaccines, either the Pfizer one or Moderna one. And the reason this study is going on is to understand why some people have allergic reactions to these vaccines. It's really important to know that allergic reactions to these vaccines are not that common. They range between 2 and 5 per million, right? We used to think early on everybody was concerned, but as vaccines have been given, it's not that common. But they can occur, and if allergic reactions occur, they potentially can be life-threatening. So NIAID is sponsoring the study. And it's about 35 sites throughout the country, and Northwestern is one of them. And so basically what we're doing is we're recruiting individuals 18 through 69 who have a history of severe allergy needing an EpiPen in the last 5 years. But as part of the study, we're also recruiting individuals 18 through 69 who don't have history of any allergies. Potentially that's a good way of getting the vaccine in an observed setting at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You said you're in there where they're getting vaccines. You must have a mask on. You sound great. I can hear you perfectly, right?
You know what? Huh. I do have a surgical mask on.
How about that? Can hear you perfectly. All right. Well, it's very interesting to see this. What kind of allergic reaction are people having, and who's most likely to have one?
So to date, you know, it appears that no one knows why it is that a few people have had allergic reactions. A few things have been speculated as to being an ingredient in the vaccine. But what has been shown is that typically these reactions happen in the first 30 minutes or so. And there's some concern that individuals who have past history of food or drug allergy potentially are at higher risk. So that's why the study is actually recruiting individuals who have a history of severe allergy in the past, where they've used EpiPen in the last 5 years or so, to figure out why some people have a reaction, or is this something potentially we could predict ahead? Now, a severe reaction, again, is not common, but can be life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? What does it look like? Is it totally distinguishable from the normal reactions that people are getting after getting the vaccine?
So, you know, most people after the vaccine, you know, a day later, a few hours later, may get some fatigue, may get some fever, achiness, may get headaches. A severe allergic reaction typically happens within half hour to 4 hours of something you're allergic to. And with the vaccine, so it appears that will happen within 30 minutes. And the symptoms of a severe allergic reaction, though, are different than some of the other symptoms people are getting. So typical allergic reaction symptoms would be you'd get a rash, which you can get some delayed rashes with the vaccine. But in case of a severe reaction, it's typically an itchy rash, hives, flushing. People may get short of breath, have trouble breathing. They may faint. They may get dizzy. They may get throat swelling, they may get GI symptoms. So it would be a classic, what we call anaphylaxis, which is more than just some achiness or a mild itchy type of rash. In general, these are symptoms that are potentially life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying in general, the allergic reactions to the vaccine are very, very rare. What you said, 2 to 5 per million. But you're saying don't not get a vaccine because you're concerned about this. Is there anything that you should be cautious of? Anything different you should do if you're somebody with allergies and you get the vaccine?
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is severe allergic reactions are not that common. People can get other milder type of allergic reactions, such as rashes. But these severe anaphylaxis type are not that common. Now, what should you do? Since I mentioned that it's individuals who previously had a severe reaction to either food or drug may be at higher risk. Any individual who has a history of anaphylaxis or severe reaction to either food, drug, or previous any other vaccine should get it in an observed setting. So getting it like in a hospital is a great idea and should be observed for 30 minutes. If they've previously been prescribed an EpiPen, bring your EpiPen with you. And most importantly, as I mentioned, most of these reactions happen within half hour, so be observed. And if you do have a reaction after, then seek care. I think it's important for individuals to know that these are rare. Please do get a vaccine. I think that's our best way of getting out of this pandemic. Now, if individuals have history of an allergic reaction to some of the ingredients in the vaccine, such as PEG, which although we don't know PEG is responsible for these, for now, CDC says those individuals should not get these vaccines.
Got it. So if people want to sign up for this, Dr. Peters, if they would like to volunteer to be part of this trial so you can learn more about it and make that public, what do they do? How do they sign up?
Hey, so one of the best things to do is you can call. I'm going to give you a phone number for my research coordinator. It's 312-695-3530. So either if you have history of a severe reaction needing an EpiPen, or if you're otherwise a healthy individual who has no history of allergies, you may be eligible for this. You know, if you get the vaccine, but if observed hospital setting where we watch you. And it's 312-695-3530. Or they can look up Northwestern and look up, you know, what trials are going on. They can also look it up in clinicaltrials.gov. There are many ways to find out.
Okay, wonderful. We'll try to put that on our website as well, Dr. Peters. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really think this is so key, and I know I've come on with you guys previously, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate the work you're doing in the medical community to try to help us understand it more and more. So hopefully you get some volunteers, and we do get that information. Have a good day,
Thank
Dr.
you.
Peters, and be well, okay?
You guys too. Bye-bye.